Wir holden auf Kupchow sein. Right, ihr Leschel was, we dash in the Tzukim about an Achbor, what type of an Achbor has Tumrinat. That's Rosh Piyah with Amrim Aloritz. See Aloritz, Yochol Aloritz, Yitmor, Yorod Liyam, Liyitmor, maybe when the Achbor, when the mouse goes down to the Yam, and maybe it's not Tumrinat. That's how the Morah says, Kupchow Zayim, Talmudim, it says the Pasek HaSheretz, which is Masim Mekol Mokim Shesheretz. Any place that the sheretz moves around, suddenly, even though it goes down to the Yam, still stomach. That's what we're dashing so far. Now the Gemara says, maybe Ayinu, not that way, that's not the way to dash in the word HaSheretz. Yeah, rather dashing like this, maybe. Maybe the word HaSheretz means, Ela HaSheretz means, Kol HaMashritz Yitzma. Anything that's Mashritz means that produces kids. Means it's Pola Varova. There's a male and a female, and it gives off, it produces. Any type of a sheretz like that has tumma. But maybe Shein Mashritz Le Yitzma. But something that does not give off, like for male and female, just is created from the dirt, maybe that type of a sheretz has no tumor. If so, maybe Oitzi Achbar, I'll take out an Achbar, this type of a mouse at least, Shechetzi of Bosa, Vechetzi of Adoma, this spoke about in the Mishnah. This type of a mouse, that half of it is Bosa, half is Adoma, because it's created from the Adoma, from the ground. And this type of an Achbar is Shein Poravarova. This one type does not produce, does not have male and female. So maybe this type of an achbar has no tumah. Maybe that's the way we should dash in. Rashi says, "Shein por b'rova kloimer shter hoye mafriya ve'uviya shel achbar lefishenet zmeil decreated by himself." Yes, maybe such an achbar is tor. Maybe that's the pshat from the word hasheretz. And the Morah says, "Really bedinu, it's a sfor like that." So Rashi says the dinu Rashi means Rashi the svar is the opposite way. The loy nemita, we should not take it out. Nichlal tum, we should, in svar we should say it should be tamei. We should not dash in this way. Why? So Gemara says the dinu timei bechuda. Let's see, by the weasel the Torah says that's a sheretz as tamei. If the timei the achbar, Torah says the din is a tumah by an achbar by the mouse. If so, my chuda just like by the weasel the klal is kol sheshma chuda, anything that's called the weasel has tumor on it, is af achbar, maybe anything, kol sheshma yachbar. And therefore, obviously, with this for I should bring achbar shechetz yivbosa v'chetz of adama. Maybe a mouth that's made out of the ground, that's created from the ground, that's half flesh, half adama, maybe taka should have a din tumor. That's one way to learn. Oy klach l'derech zu, maybe no, maybe turn the other way and learn this way. And so like this, maybe. Machu d'por v'rova, just like a weasel, Taka has male and female, gives off kids. Is af achbar the same thing? What type of an achbar is tummy? Maybe only a mouse that's part of a rover. And the chlami, we don't know which way to dash in. So in this Talmud Lema, the apostle tells us, Basheretz. Reshes Basheretz. Kro Yiseru. To exceed Batavayu, Elatmein Lechem, Bechol Hasheretz. Mashu Mat, it says Basheretz, Bechol Hasheretz. Even a sheretz that's not part of a rover also has tumah. So that's the extra word by sheretz, mash many sheretz. So therefore we don't dash in for the word hasheretz only if it gives off kids, because the apostle says by sheretz is mash many one. So therefore from the word hasheretz we dash in that kol makom shesheresh. It means even though it goes into the yam, into the ocean, still it has tumah. Another more says, O malayuhu midirabon in the rover, one of the rabbon said back to rover, Eimer, why don't I say like this? Eimer, let's dash in this way. That Basheretz, when the Pasuk says Basheretz, Rasu Ya'achbar Shechetziv Bosa Vechetziv Adoma, Enechnami. The word Basheretz comes to include, even though it's not Poro Varova, still, it has Tumor, since it has a Shem Achbar on it, it has a Din Tumor, it's called a Shrotzim, it has Tumor, it says Tumor when it dies. Then when the Pasuk says Hasheretz, maybe dash in kol shu sheretz, anything that creeps, any shrotzim. Fafidu achbar shebiyam, maybe even an achbar that's in the yam, that grows in the yam, maybe that's also tummy. Before we dash in know that the yam is tor. Aye, before we dash in vimi shum, I ask me question aloritz. The pasuk says aloritz, which is mashmoni an achbar from the ground this tummy, not from the yam. I'll tell you maybe like this, maybe aloritz yitzma. Maybe when it's on the ground, like with tummy, but yored liyam liyitma. Maybe that's the pshat. It's really the sheretz. No matter what type of the sheretz we over, it comes from, even if it comes from the yam, from the ocean. When the Ron, does it come out of the water and goes on the ground, it'll be tummy. But if it goes back into the yam, then it'll be tor. Maybe that's beyond the posik. Samara says back, no. That's what one of our bonnies, Rava. So Rava said back, only Rava said back to no. On the yacha, de shavise liyam, mokim tumma, weren't you telling me that even an achfa that grows out of the yam could also be tummy? If so, then it doesn't make any sense. Malihocha, malihocha. What's the difference if it's on the ground or in the yam? Once this mint could be tummy on the oritz, it doesn't make any sense to say that when it goes back into the yam, it should be tor. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Fahai al oritz. Mi boiler, my question is amazoi. This word al oritz, so far from the word al oritz before we're dashening, that only a sheretz on the that grows from the ground has tumma. But a sheretz that grows from the yam has no tumma. So is that true? I about the word aloritz, we need miboyle and loitzi to tell us different the chiddush. Loitzi sofik tumat sofa. First, if you have a sofik where the you touch the sheretz that's floating on the water, as she says, sheretz meisi of a dead sheretz that safal amayim is floating on the water. Now sofik nava sofik no, you have a doubt whether you touched it or not. And the other chiddush is af b'shusya, even though in the shusya yochid, that usually b'shusya yochid we say sveiki is tamei. Here there's a special exercise, of course, and Sveiki Tor. And then we high chronicle, for this person lived without the Perek Basel de Nozir. Yeah. So we need this person, Galoritz teaches this Chiddush, that a Sophic Tumum, a Sophic Sheretz, Soph Alamayim is Tor. So we're in the is what Yom Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, the Yom Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi, when the person says Al Horetz, Loiti comes to exclude Sophic Tumat Sophon. You have a sophic tumor when it's floating on the water, you have a doubt whether you touched it or not, you remain tall. So you need the prostate for this, not for aloris, but not the sheretz shabayam. Samara says, yes, I tell you, tarati aloris ksivi. It says twice the word aloris. So once is only a sheretz aloris, not a sheretz ayam. And second is for this tumor tsofor, that's tall. Tell me about what that's the problem with this. Prostate says, hatsav limineyu. Yeah. Yes, that's one type of a sheretz. So lohavi ha'orid, even some called also the orid. That's also a tumah type of a lizard. They say that's also tummy. The chain hanefilim, and also when the pasuk says the nefilim, the salmonandro, and also the salamdo, that also you come to include. There's also part of the shrotzim that are tummy. Yeah. As she says, v'chin and nefolim, sheretz min tzav, a type of a tzav, the samandria, sheretz hanoitzim min or, type of a sheretz that's created from the fire. Yeah. Right, huh? You know, there's something, yeah. Okay, show you, Rabbi Kiva magila posik zeh, when Rabbi Kiva used to get to this posik, so he would say, ma rabba masecho Hashem, like how great are the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That yesh tochah b'riyos gedolos shebiyam, there are great creatures like living in the sea. Yesh tochah b'riyos gedolos beyabosha, and there are big creatures that are living on the dry land. Shebiyam, now the ones in the sea, il mole olos beyabosha, if they would come up to the dry land, miyad mesa shebiyabosha, they would die right away in the dry land. And il mole yoredes liyad, miyad mesa, right. Now Shabi Abosha, the ones on the dry land, El Moli Redis Liyam, if they would go down into the sea, Miyad Mesas, they would die. So you see the greatness of Hashem, that these live on the ground, these live in the water. Yesh Tochah Briyas Gedolos Bor, there are certain Briyas that are Gedolos that grow. Could be Gedolos means grow, not big. They grow in the fire. And Yesh Tochah Briyas Gedolos Biyavir. Some Briyas grow in the Avir, in the air, like we do. Sheba'or, now the ones that grow in fire, El Molia, the Sli Avra, if they were going to the regular air, Miyad Mesa, they would die. That's the Salamandra. Miyad Mesa, and Sheba'avra, the one that grows in the ear, is El Molia, Yordis Le'or. If they ever go down into the fire, Miyad Mesa, they would right away die. So he said about this, Marav Masechu Hashem, like how great are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he made such things like this. Yeah. And Miki is, Rashi says, on the Salamandra. This type of a sheretz that grows in the fire. Yeah. Now, Tana Rabba read like this. Kol sheyesh biyabosh sheyesh biyam. Any type of a creature that we have on the dry land, the same thing is found in the yam of the ocean. Chutz minachud, only a stews in the weasel. The weasel you don't have in the yam. Omer Abzeira, my crow, with the apostle looking like this. He says, the apostle says, Hazino koyoshvei cholet. Like, listen, all the people of the world. Smash me dash in the word yoshvei cholet, mash goes on chaluda, that they only apply to the yabosho and not to the yam. Yeah. Rashi says Yoshvei Cholet means Yoshvei Yoretz, growing on the earth, on the land. Shumokim Miyushav L'Choldis. That's the place where you'll have these Chold, you have the weasels. Oma Rafuna Breda Mishua. B'Yavri Denorish. So it said that the beavers that are found around Norish, these type of animals, Bivri, yeah, the Bivrim, that are found around the river Norish, Einam Naishav, they're not like domestic ones, they're not ones that live in Minayishav. What does Rashi say? Ein Gedolot Elamah, they only grow. Rashi's Bivri the Norish, Rashi's the Chayus, Hamsus Biesimokum, the special creature that you find there, so they don't grow. Rashi says Elamah, you don't find them on the dry land, you only find them in the water. Now, Omer Papa, the Shamto, so Papa said, the Shamto Norish, that he put a bin around the Norish. Rashi says, Kleimo, Ko Yoshve Rishoyim Kuliyah B'Shamto. All the people that are Yoshve sit around Rishoyim, they should be B'Shamto. So he put Shamboy, Tarve Moshe, said like this, that it's fats, and Moshe, it's skin, the Aliyis, and its tail. Is what Hachel Bior im Abos Rai Kloimar Kulam Kikotin Godol, whether they're small, whether they're big. Then is the people living in Norish, it's the people living in this place Norish, it means they're all like they're Rishoyim. Whether they're big or whether they're small, they're Rishoyim. He wants to put a curse upon them. Yeah. That's what Prophet Muhammad Papa, you're Bishamt in Norish. People living in Norish should be Bishamt in a curse. The time of Ishachavi Luyasa. Now the Apostle says, Eretz. Eretz Shemiyah Dvar Hashem. Like Lim Limish, listen to Dvar Hashem. Omra Popo. Loyova Norish. That Loyova Norish Shemoyah Divri Hashem. The people of Norish would not come to hear Dvar Hashem. Since as such Rishoyim, they would not come to listen to Dvar Hashem. Omra Gidl Omrav. Nasho Nashkecho. So he said what? They're like this, that Nasho Nashkecha, the people Nasho would kiss you, Mani Kichecha, they would like count your teeth. There's it's an expression like they're really out to get you. As Rashi say, in Nashkechecha, they would kiss you, Mani Shenecha, they would count your teeth. In Tzimtzum Klum, Yeshmuch Zeganufu, they ought to tell us that they can steal from you something or not. Naha Pokud. What about the people living in the hot pocket? Is Leviyech, if you know, a person from the hot pocket walks with you, Meglima Shapiro de Chosyolecha. It's only because he saw fine garments, he saw good clothing on you. Some also means he plans to steal from you, so be careful. Pompadisa Leviyusecha, if you have somebody from Pompadisa that's accompanying you, so Ashni Oshpiska. Also, you should change your quarters. Why? Because they also come maybe to steal from you. She says, Shalei yoda echad, they shouldn't know where you're going to live, where you're going to sleep, they shouldn't come to steal from you. Omer Rafuna Bar Tusa. So Rafuna Bar Tusa said that Pam Achat, so once happened, Halachti, that he went, Levad, he once went like to a meeting, he once went to a Vad, to a meeting place. Or else could be the name of a place he went. He went to the Vad. He went to this place. For Isi Nochesh, and he saw a snake, Shukora Chalatzav, and he saw a snake that was wrapped around a tzav, this sheretz. So, Liyomim, after a few days, liyomim yotza arud mi b'neim, and arud came out between them. That's what that came out between them. Ukeshebosaf neir Rabbi Shimon, I came in front of Rabbi Shimon Achosed Omli, he said to me, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Heim haviya bria shlei b'rosi b'lomoy. Like they created a bria that I didn't create. So that means they made it together. They lived together as the Nochosh and this and the Sheretz, and out of that came out this Arud. So like Hashem timed, like they created a new creature weren't supposed to. Afani ovi aleyem bria shlei b'rosi b'lomoy. I'll bring upon them something that wasn't created either. Rashi says, "Why Yenoshev Neyodim Ha? This snake-like, this Arud, was biting people of Amos." So goes on the people of the city. So the people of the city, they were doing bad things. So now Hashem brought back upon them by this bad creature to also kill them, to bite them. Yeah. The other man, like we learned, Kol Shetashmishim Vivurim Shava Yodim. On the Godlin, if they have the same time tashmish and the same amount of pregnancy, they can become pregnant one from another. The whole shame tashmish and vibrant shavane and yodim the Godlin zemizeh, they can become pregnant one from another. So that was it possible here that this snake became pregnant like from the tzav. Or marav nest patez neisav inichnem is a special nest that happened over here. Pranusahu, if I demar pranusahu, so it was a punishment here. What do you mean by a nest? So when it says it means neis b'teich neis to pronis. And the Chanami was neis b'teich neis here to give them a punishment to pay back to the Rishoyim. Actually, if they leporim in our Rishoyim, so usually it can't become pregnant, the nochesh from itself. But here Hashem did something special to pay back to the Rishoyim. A new creature came out to give them their punishment. Now the Mishnah says, if you have an aver, a limb of the body, we have boso hamadudolim. We have a piece of flesh that's like hanging, it's like this. But the hema, it's hanging out of the hema. So mitamim tumas eichlin. These things in Avery and the boso hamadudolim has tumas eichlin on it. Bimkoyman, even though they're in some place, Rezava please shame mechubom, even though it's still attached to the body. And chishav aleim, like we have a mind now, tidit. Rashi says to a goy, heavy eichel. It's called an Eichel right now, the Kavit Tumma, or the Tama Tama Yacherim. The Tumma Atzman Ein Bo Achit L'Shekula. Its own Tumma from the Vela doesn't happen until you pull it off. But if you have a mind to feed it to a guy, so right now it has a Shem Eichel on it, that if a Sheretz touches it, it would become Tamei. So that's this Eber, a limb of an animal, or a Bosam Dul that's hanging, so Tumeyim, Tumas Eichlin, Vimekoyimim, even though they're attached. And Osricha Hechshem, but as that hechsher means water has to go upon it first before the sheretz touches it. The Rashi says, "Tzricha hechsher lo b'mayim pamachas liyachash in the dalglo." If it became, if it was hanging, then it'll be mekabel tuma. It's sofer tamet tuma chamura. The sofer will be an eved menachai. So Rashi says, "No, that's only when it dies." And here, maybe you won't come with a tuma chamura. Maybe you'll shecht it before it dies, and that's ois a nipple. Therefore, it's only mekabel tumah if you make a hechsher. Yeah, tzrichin hechsher. The Mishnah says, nishchato, let's say you shechted heima, nishchata heima,